Ag Enhancement to take another cut. Thanks for joining us again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee's in for another tough year in getting the budget balanced, and that means all areas of state government will expect more cuts from their programs.
We recommended to the governor that we take basically another haircut, you know, on our TAP program. As valuable as that program is, we fear losing 45 or 50 state employees in our forestry division, in our ag crime unit. If we had to take the reductions and we could not take it out of ag enhancement, we would lose some of those positions that go out in our Weights and Measures division.
Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Gibbons appeared in budget hearings with Governor Bredesen recently, and he says taking the $3 million cut in the Ag Enhancement Program will still keep the program beneficial to farmers and keep department programs from further cuts.
Our Ag program, despite the cutback that we had this year, it still is running very smoothly. We're funding thousands of programs this year. It's sort of like an automobile. If it's got a half a tank of fuel in it, it's still going to run real good, and then there's always the opportunity in years when the economy comes back that we can fill that thing back up.
Now, Given says the downfall is that they won't be able to serve as many farmers with the Ag Enhancement Program, but that serving some is still better than not having the program at all.
We just have to remember when Governor Bredesen took office, we had nothing in the fund because there wasn't such a thing. So I look at it, okay, our glass is half full. We still have a good, viable program, and we think we can get everything done that we need to get done. I certainly would encourage all Farm Bureau members to talk to these gubernatorial candidates about replenishing funds in that budget in years ahead.
Well, since it began in 2005, the Ag Enhancement Program has helped over 15,000 farmers statewide to receive those cost-share grants of more than $40 million. Recently, $1 million was approved for 192 projects for farmers to invest in new or expanding areas of agriculture. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.